Christian Audio presents End Times Super Trends, a political, economic, and cultural forecast of the prophetic future by Ron Rhodes. Narrated by Joe Jeffrey. Introduction. End Times Super Trends. Many trends we see today are disturbing. The Barna Group, after an extensive 2016 study, concluded, from the most hardened social critic to the most optimistic church lady, Americans recognize that they are living in dangerous and bewildering times. The evidence is everywhere, and it is undeniable. Following is a brief sampling of the typical American experience today. The possibility of terrorism striking near home has created substantial and increasing anxiety. Fewer American parents than at any time since scientific polling began believe their children will have a better life than they did. Violent crimes have become commonplace, while confidence in the police has plummeted. Distrust of government, social institutions, and businesses is at record-setting levels. People's sense of victimization, powerlessness, and social detachment is unprecedented. Climate change and other environmental challenges baffle people and add to their impression that the world is out of control. The nuclear armament of America-hating nations like Iran, Russia, and North Korea adds to the public's sense of fear. Religion has shifted from providing a sense of peace, purpose, and order to becoming a source of division and confusion. My friends, the more I understand about Bible prophecy, the clearer it becomes to me that we are living in the end times. The prophetic signs of the times, signs accompanied by current prophetic trends, lead me to this conclusion. A sign of the times is an event of prophetic significance that points to the end times. We might say that the signs of the times found in the pages of Scripture constitute God's intel in advance regarding what the world will look like as we enter into the end times. If these are truly the last days, then we would expect to see certain developments in the world, developments that relate specifically to the end times as prophesied in Scripture. These developments include a falling away from the truth, the widespread embracing of doctrinal error, a significant moral decline, a growing tolerance for all things evil, a widespread outbreak of a variety of sexual sins and perversions, the steady diminishing of religious freedom, the global persecution of God's people, Israel being a sore spot in the world, ever-escalating conflict in the Middle East, efforts being made to rebuild the Jewish temple, the stage being set for a massive invasion of Muslim nations into Israel, the steady rise of globalism, political and economic steps toward the establishment of a revived Roman Empire, a United States of Europe, the emergence of a cashless world in preparation for the Antichrist's control of the world economy during the tribulation, and much more. It is sobering, even a bit frightening, to recognize that all of these are trending in our present day. I'll prove it in this book. Trends are important. They often help us understand things in our world more clearly, and they help us make important decisions. Economic trends help both the government and the business community make financial decisions about the future. Investment trends enable investors to pick the most lucrative stocks and mutual funds for their portfolio. Consumer trends help marketers profit from the biggest selling products. Fashion trends help clothes designers put together their new line of clothing. Disease trends help the Centers for Disease Control respond quickly to prevent or at least minimize outbreaks. Crime trends help local police departments make important decisions about patrolling their communities. Weather trends help climatologists warn us when bad storms are approaching. Trends on Twitter help us to get a feel for hot topics of discussion among the general populace. End time trends. Trends that relate to the prophetic signs of the times in the Bible help us to understand that we are indeed living in the end times. They also give us a sense of what we might reasonably expect in the near-term prophetic future. I'll talk a lot about these signs in this book. At the outset, however, I need to emphasize that from a biblical perspective,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?